Hey everyone, it's Jazz here. I hope you're well wherever you are tuning in from. And this is a pretty special episode because I'm checking in with you today to share that my debut book, The Indie Author, is officially now on sale as a digital ebook. After almost a month of going back and forth with my lovely book formatter, I received the final version back on email at the end of last week. Uploaded it to Amazon and set up direct sales on my online store at Payhip. And lo and behold, on November the 1st, which not only happens to be the first day of National Novel Writing Month, but I also found out, thanks to Twitter, that November the 1st is also National Authors Day, my book was there ready to purchase on Amazon or direct. So that timing wasn't planned whatsoever. But I guess things turned out exactly the way that they were meant to. It's been a long road to getting this book completed. If you listen to episode 72 or 74, I shared the why and how of how I put together this book. Or I guess I should say, I shared the why and how. Let's start again. It's been a long road, and if you've listened to episode 72 or 74, you'll know that it's taken me a couple of years to put this book together. Having started on the project back in September of 2019. And over the last month, I've been working with a book formatter to get it completely polished and ready for release in all its glory. I've also been doing some work behind the scenes to prepare for the book launch itself. For those of you who've released a book before, or you're currently walking that path, you'll know that it's not quite as simple as hitting a button. There are things to upload, and Amazon categories to choose, and other little fun bits to try and give your book the launch that it deserves. I'm sure I'll be sharing more behind the scenes of my book launch once the dust has settled a little bit and I've had the opportunity to breathe and reflect. But for now, I want to let you know that the Indie Author ebook is now available on Amazon, or you can purchase it directly from my online store and read it on any e-reader or device, whether it's a Kindle, a Kobo, or a Nook e-reader. It might be your iPad, your iPhone, an Android phone, or a laptop or desktop computer. Honestly, though it's been a long road to getting this book completed, it certainly feels like it's been worth all of the effort and the perseverance. As I share in the introduction of the book, I left my corporate job back in 2015. In fact, I actually share in the introduction the exact moment that I knew my time in corporate regular conventional job life was up, and my heart knew that it was time for me to move on. I knew it was time for me to change, but I didn't really know what it was that I wanted to do. But I think deep down, I had this feeling that writing would be something on the horizon, and increasingly that became the case. I didn't necessarily know what I'd be doing today in 2021, as I'm recording this, but over these last couple of years, I've been growing in my identity as a writer. Really, actually, since I left my job when I started writing and sharing some of those pieces online, and I also discovered journaling, and really, feels like my writing journey has unfolded. I shared my writing journey from childhood and then into adulthood in episodes 69 and 70, so that's a two-part episode. So I would invite you to listen to those if you haven't already, and just know that it wasn't at all plain sailing or smooth or perfect, and there was actually a whole decade when I wasn't doing any writing at all. But going back to when I left my job, and as I navigated the process of uncovering who I was and what I wanted to do, something in me told me that I'd be writing, and I was excited about writing books. I'd be really excited by the bloggers and the authors who I came across, many of who themselves had found themselves on a similar kind of corporate regular job path and then managed to navigate to a more creative, meaningful life for themselves. A life that I wanted for myself. So I dived into this world of blogging, of writing and publishing, and I became really excited about self-publishing or independent publishing, otherwise known as indie publishing. But there was so much information out there. It's difficult enough writing as it is, let alone writing a whole book, and let alone beyond that, understanding all of the steps and all of the necessary parts to contend with, both emotionally and literally, in order to self-publish a book. And if you're someone who's been following my journey for a while, you'll know that there's a quote that I love. A quote that says, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." Credited to Jim Rohn, and also often repeated by one of my heroes, Scott Dinsmore, and it's since become a quote that's one of my favorites now too. It's helped me navigate my career change, and it's something I continue to do today as I walk further along this independent path as a writer and a creator. The thing is, in the self-publishing world, it was exciting, it is exciting, but there wasn't a lot of open discussion and sharing that I found, or at least I couldn't really find the sorts of stories and conversations that I was seeking. There were a handful of well-known names who were known in the self-publishing space, but there didn't really seem to be a community. There wasn't what I deemed to be an open space with folks just sharing openly and honestly the real and raw journeys of being writers and self-published authors. And the thing is, I knew people were going through these journeys because every year, more and more, thousands upon thousands of self-published books are hitting the shelves. So I knew that these writers were out there, and these writers had very real, raw, and vulnerable stories to share. And I felt that with some more heartfelt openness and sharing of these journeys, they could make me feel better, and they could help other writers and aspiring writers feel better too. Stories that would resonate with me, that would help me connect with kindred spirits who were on this same path that I was on. And perhaps a little bit further ahead, who could help show me the way and help me realize that I too could do it. I could write a book and release it to the world, just like these kindred, familiar souls had done. Because everyone who's published a book is an ordinary person, just like you and I. Who's done something pretty extraordinary? And I say extraordinary because it takes courage and perseverance and a case of gently putting one foot in front of the other, in spite of all the inner resistance you might encounter along the way. It is such an emotional journey, putting a book together. And honestly, there's been so much resistance that I've encountered in putting the indie author together. I've started and I've stopped. I've leaned in and then put the brakes on. And the closer I've come to completing this book and releasing it into the world, I've felt this resistance become stronger and stronger. It's been pretty intense at times. To quote Stephen Pressfield, I've been in the belly of the beast. Just like every other writer has been. I think so many of us feel unusual when this happens. We feel like we're the only ones who encounter these really intense, like visceral, emotional challenges. Or perhaps we feel like we encounter them just more than anyone else, more strongly, more often. But this emotional journey is one which is experienced and felt by every writer and everyone who makes the choice to write a book and share it with the world. So I've put this book together for my younger self. And if you haven't written a book yet, but you'd like to, this book is especially for you. However, you might also be an author already, whether you've published traditionally or you've self-published a book or several books before. I also believe that there's lots you'll find in the indie author for yourself too. The authors I've interviewed have been carefully and intentionally selected. They're spread across the world from America to Australia, and they've written all types of books: fiction, memoir, poetry, non-fiction, and across all sorts of genres. Each author shares their personal journey with writing, why they write, what their writing process looks like, the ups and the downs, the starts and the stops, the triumphs and the struggles, and how they have gone about stepping into that area which feels less comfortable for many of us writers, and that's an area called marketing. There are authors in this book who've won awards and others who've sold thousands and thousands of copies. Some are just at the start of their journey, having only recently self-published their first book, alongside day jobs or families and everything in between, the responsibility that comes with being an adult. If you're a writer or you're someone who has a feeling that you're going to write a book one day, or you have a calling to do that, honestly, take it from me. I've been where you are right now, and you can do it. I hope the indie author can help you along on your journey, whether this is your first book or you're working on your next one. Like I said, there's something in these stories for everyone. Writing a book, and more than that, self-publishing a book, as many of the authors I interviewed have expressed, is an incredibly rich and rewarding journey in and of itself. You don't have to be a certain age, or have a certain amount of success, or sell a certain number of copies. Honestly, you will get so much just from the experience in and of itself. Okay, I think I've pretty much said it all at this point, everything I wanted to say. If you'd like to find out more about why and how this book was put together, and hear my conversations with some of the authors I interviewed, I'd invite you to go back and listen to episode 71 to 75. Those five episodes are completely dedicated to the indie author book and its authors. I was intending to publish the book at the end of September, but I hit some formatting niggles, which is why it's taken me a little bit more time to get this book ready and to share it with you. And whether you've been following my journey with this book for a while, or you're hearing about it for the first time today, you can head over to www.theindieauthor.net and purchase a copy, your very own ebook copy for Kindle or whichever e-reader or electronic device you have. If you have an internet connection and something to read this book on, it is available for you to read and enjoy. I'm so excited to be sharing this podcast episode with you. I hope that comes across in my voice and my energy. And not least because as I record this, I am myself now a self-published author, with this book being my very first. It feels pretty cool and surreal to say that out loud. Once again, please do check out the book, and if you feel called to, share it with your friends and your family, with other writers you might know. I'd really love for it to reach as many writers and aspiring writers as possible. I truly feel this book and the stories it contains can nourish and inspire others to get started on their books, or perhaps pick up where they might have left manuscripts behind, or otherwise help them carry their books through to completion. And really, I want this book to help more writers share the stories and the books that they need to write, both for themselves and for the world to experience. Thank you so much for listening and for all of your support. And also a special thank you to each of the 50 authors who've contributed to this book. You can find them all on their very own page on the book's website at www.theindieauthor.net. And you just click on in the footer where it says authors. I really hope you'll purchase a copy and that this book helps you step into your potential and your identity as a writer. Because honestly, the only person who you need permission from is yourself. That's the joy of self-publishing, of independent publishing, and that is the joy of the indie author. If you do purchase a copy, I'd love to know how it lands with you and what you think. Feel free to drop me an email at jazz@indiewriter.net or just hit reply on one of my diary entries if you're subscribed to my diary. You can do so, if you haven't already, at indiewriter.net. If you don't know already, I use my diary to share my writing journey as it's unfolding and all the things I'm learning as I go about writing and self-publishing and marketing and being an independent artist. Do head to indiewriter.net. And then if you type in indiewriter.net/archive, you can find the entries that I've written so far. And finally, you might have noticed that recently I've not been posting regularly every week on this podcast like I did when I first started out. Recently, and I guess as I've stepped into launching this book and stepped in a new direction with this podcast, it was called INF Club. Before, so you'll see it's only a short while ago as I record this, just a couple of months back, that I changed to Diary of an Indie Writer. And since then, as I've kind of been stepping into what feels like a new chapter, I've been focusing more on my blog and moving that to a new platform, and also my YouTube channel, which I've also renamed to Diary of an Indie Writer. But my intention is to continue to use this podcast, albeit perhaps more casually and sporadically, for conversations that I'm having with fellow writers, artists, and creators, and to share solo pieces and reflections, just like this episode that I'm sharing with you today. And with all of that being said, thank you once again so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care for now. And I'll be back here again soon for another episode.